It's cold. It's so foggy out there, there's like 2 meters and it's just mist. And the girls have decided it's kitty super happy fun time, which means they're currently running around using my living room as an obstacle course while simultaneously trying to kill each other in a kind of, you know, kitty playful way. It's cute. They're insane. But, yeah, I've had a long day and I'm tired. I was supposed to go out tonight, but the antibiotics, amoxicillin 500 grams 3 times a day for a week, again, have made me feel really shit. Really, really shit. And even worse, I don't know what's wrong with my jaw. The antibiotics are kind of I think I've got an infection, but I'm not sure. Parental unit, who's a nurse, thinks it's neuralgia. Which she suffers from as well, apparently, and Wikipedia tells me it's one of the most painful things that you can actually go through. Thanks, Wikipedia. Thanks a lot. I wouldn't mind, but I can deal with it during the day. It's just at night, when I'm trying to sleep, that I have issues. So yeah, went all the way to the dentist, poked the teeth. I'm like, it's not the teeth, it's the jaw. He's like, they're fine. I'm like, yes, it's not the teeth, it's the jaw. Gave me antibiotics, shooed me out. It wasn't actually my dentist, so, you know. But if it still hurts in a week, I'll go to the doctor and say, I've got neuralgia, help! I feel like a hypochondriac. Anyway, the perk of going into town today, aside from 2 hours on the bus, 2 hours back, was I was able to pick up the strategy guide for Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, which I love. And this evening, I've been playing around, redoing one of the first memories and looking at all the cute horses turned to unicorns. Seriously, it's an awesome cheat. Basically, you can actually, if you complete each segment, each memory, with 100% synchronization, usually by doing things like not swimming or not killing a certain person, then you get as like a special cheat. And the first one's like, ride a unicorn! And all the horses, of which there are a lot in Rome, get turned into unicorns, which is cool, and you get like sparkly sword effect. It's very awesome. I'm probably about maybe 25% of the way into the game now, maybe 30. I get the impression it's a lot shorter than I thought it was, but there's so much to do side quest wise that I don't really mind too much. I've completely destroyed the storyline because I read the book, and the strategy guide, even if it's you know, not as nice as the limited edition American one, it's still got a very nice section in keeping with the second one that explains the whole plot and you know, the storyline in general. And I'm loving the storyline. I really, really like it. The first game was like, WTF? And now it's just like, this is so much better. Although I get the impression that we've seen the last of Ezio, which is a shame. But then again, I'm not sure how I feel about the idea of, what was it, 19th century France or something. Hang on a second. Ow, ow, ow. Sorry. Slight twinge. So yeah, I got to do that and I got to harass Simon, which is always fun. What else? And I just kind of got home and I was like, oh, I'm taking the day off. So I kind of hid. I feel bad because I kind of don't like to leave my editors in the lurch, but I've done everything I can to do today and it's just like, no, that's it. Need time. Me time. So yeah, I'll work tomorrow instead. And I've got to get my hair cut tomorrow and go and pick up prescription from Boots and buy bread and then come home and curl up with a blanket and Assassin's Creed and my computer and catch up on the news. Fun. Yay. I just really hope that whatever this is, it stops because it's right now it's radiating all the way into my lower jaw and it hurts. And last time I had this for 5 months, whatever this is, and it really, really, really depressed me. Anyway, I'm going to go and read this strategy guide now. Bye.